This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rich McKay, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm better than I was a week ago.
I'll tell you that.
Right on, man.
And that's a good start, right? But I'm doing fine. Yeah, it's it was a long year. You start off the way we did. Then you get a bye week, and you always get nervous in a bye week when seasons aren't going the way you want them to go. So how's the team going to come back? So certainly proud of the effort. The effort that led up, that week of practice, but then, to go to New Orleans. For us, it's always good to get on the airplane and fly home from New Orleans. It's even better to fly home with a W.
Rich McKay joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Let's start with the news we got, and Mike and I, both season ticket holders, go, what? Where are we going next year? We're playing in the international game, or one of them,
yes,
at least.
We are.
What can you tell us about this process? Because a lot of Falcon fans were going, wait a minute, does the league select the team? Can the team say yes or no? And then
right.
Who decides sure. Who decides where we end up playing?
Yeah, sure. So it all comes out of our Super Bowl bid. Let's assume no Super Bowl. Then, yes, you have to be asked. And you have to say, you can say yes or you can say no if you're going to give up a home game. When it comes to a visiting game, that's different. You actually get told, you're going to play this year as a visitor. But as a home team, you're always going to be asked. Except when they changed the rules about home teams volunteering if you decide you want to bid for a Super Bowl, to host a Super Bowl, which we did. So when we bid at that time, they told us, under the new rules, because I think we were the first year they put those rules in, we would go to London or play internationally, if you will, in 19 or 20, if need be. And so they've called upon us to do it in 20. Whether it'll be in London or somewhere else internationally remains to be seen. I would bet, because we play more games in London, that it is in London, but let's wait and see.
Okay, as long as we said, the first thing Falcon fans are like, I ain't paying for eight games. No, it's your charge for seven home games. That's the way it works.
And Mike, you may remember the last time that we had, when we were in the dome and we did this, we had some fans that were upset. And then when they saw their bill, they were like, I'm not so upset. it is what it is. It's a one-year thing for us. I think it's good for our brand. The last time we went, I would tell you our team had a wonderful experience until the last 2 seconds of the game, or 1 second, because I think we lost on the last play of the game, and it was a tough one. But I think for our brand, for who we were, and for our kind of international presence, it was pretty cool. And I think our players actually kind of enjoyed the experience. It was a long week because we were coming off a loss to Baltimore, but it turned out to be a good experience for us.
It is Rich McKay joining us here on Dukes and Bell, talking about our Falcons, talking about what's been going on around the National Football League. And, as we're talking about these international games, is there any validity whatsoever to the NFL seriously wanting a team full-time overseas, whether it be London or somewhere else? Obviously, Dean Spanos came out and said, I'm not going! We're not going anywhere! And everybody made fun of it. Is there? What's the latest on this?
I don't think there's much change from what I've probably said to you guys the last couple of years talking to you in this segment, which is I think the league thinks that as a long-term goal, that is a goal. If we could get a team internationally and get that team in London, it would probably be good for our league. I don't know that they view it as a short-term achievable. I think there are a lot of, kind of logistical challenges to that. And I think those will be worked through. And I think the other thing is that our series going now, these two and now three and now four games maybe that are played over there, those are going very, very well. Demand is greatly exceeding supply. They sell those games out in literally a matter of days.
Right.
And so that's a pretty good formula for us. And it's worked well in the UK on broadcast television. So I don't know that we're looking to leave that. But I think long-term goal, Carl, yeah, I do believe that the league would like to see the potential of a franchise, but I think there are a lot of logistical things that would have to go into it before it could ever happen.
It is Rich McKay, guys, president of your Atlanta Falcons, joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline as we're getting ready for Carolina. Rich, we talked a lot this week about, you know, coaches making personnel moves or moving coaches around on the chessboard, and it really seemed to, like, just obviously pay off huge down in New Orleans. When you were, you know, as a general manager, is that something that you get involved with, or saying, do you like, lean in and go, you know, maybe you could use this guy that way, or is that you just let the coaches figure it out?
No, I think you, so, yeah, I think the answer in our case and the answer in my case would be Thomas, you know, absolutely is going to talk to Dan, and they're going to talk about it all the time, because they're going to practice almost every day, and then you're going to review games, and so there's plenty of discussion about it.
Go ahead, Rich. You dropped out there. Go ahead.
Oh, I did. I'm sorry, I dropped out, and I'm not going to tell you who my carrier is, because they're a good sponsor. And I love them. I'm going to say they're both going to talk about it. Right? There is certainly. But it's Dan's call ultimately, because it's his staff, and so I think when you watch tape together, when you talk, you know, all the time, you're always talking about that kind of stuff. You're talking about it with your personnel people, and you're talking about it with your coaching staff. Thomas is going to make those calls when it comes to his personnel staff, and Dan's going to make those calls when it comes to his coaching staff.
It is Rich McKay with us, guys. Rich, when you look at, you know, 1-7, now 2-7, we know what we got to do. We got to win out. I mean, there's a lot of teams that are playing really good football, especially in the NFC. So was it the coaching change? Was it the extra juice of playing the rival? Where do you think all this came from last week?
You know, I wish I knew. Then you'd bottle it and you'd sell it. I think that the consistency of which we played that game was something we had not done in a long time, and potentially all year. And that was impressive to see, because what you're trying to do is play complementary football, right? And you hear that phrase, and people think, what does it mean? It's a simple phrase. It means that, you know, the offense leads to the defense leads to special teams leads back to offense. I mean, there is a rhythm to it, and it takes all those phases to go together. And that was the game where we did that and did it effectively. We didn't just have the offense play well in a spurt, the defense play well for two quarters, the special teams make some things happen. We played well in all three phases. What made that come together? I don't know. I think if we knew that, we would have done it a lot earlier. I think what I'm impressed by is the circumstance in which we did it was not easy. It's not easy to go into New Orleans. It is a hard place to play. It's loud. They have a swagger about them. They're a team that is very confident in what they do. And they should be. They're a very good football team right now. And so I am just impressed that the moment was certainly not intimidating to our guys. And I felt like we held up throughout the game very consistently and played at a very high level.
What did you think about New Orleans trolling us in the stadium there? I mean,
that's getting old, right?
They're playing the Super Bowl stuff. And, you know, I guess there's two sides of this for me. One is teams are allowed to do whatever they want. The league doesn't really, you know, the competition committee and the league doesn't really rule on how your home stadium does their business. But then the other side of me is, all right, should they?
Yeah, you know, so I saw it, and I saw the score that was below it at the time, so I liked that. And the fact that the score, I think, was, I don't know, it was 23-6 or something at the time they ran it. I think this, I don't think you should ever get tired of taking the high road.
Right.
If you're ever tired of taking the high road, then maybe you shouldn't be driving. So for us, I don't, they did it. They had a halftime event a couple of years ago. They've done it, you know, more than once. And if that's what motivates them and their organization, fine for them. It had zero impact on us in the game, had zero impact on us, you know, as I sit here today. So, hey, I like the rivalry. I like the emotion of the rivalry. We talked about in the pregame with Wes and Dave, that the cool thing about the game is it is personal. I don't like the idea they start the week saying, oh, it's hate week or whatever. I just like the idea it's personal. I know personal rivalries. I grew up with them when my dad was coaching. I knew what was personal and wasn't. For us, Stanford was personal. It was personal. You know, Notre Dame really wasn't. It was just a really good rivalry with USC. But Stanford was personal, and UCLA was more than personal. And I like that. I like rivalries like that. And I think we have one in New Orleans. I just don't – that's just not something that interests us as far as what we're going to do in the stadium, you know, when another team is in our building.
Well, we always appreciate the time, Rich. Thanks for coming on. Now, you get the heck away from Flowery Branch this weekend.
Yeah, I got it. Well, I'll be up in Carolina.
All right, brother.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.